Aura, aura, ladies and gentlemen. Aura, ladies and gentlemen. Aura, ladies and gentlemen. It's a new day. Hallelujah. Invented in Jerusalem. I'm happy over what? Thank you, my ancestors. Let me say thank you, God. God power, Oluwa, Osho, Oluwa, Osho. Yeah, you don't know what I've just experienced. And I'm not going to tell you. But if you are a subscriber or a sponsor, call 410-961 USAV, United States of African Voice. Whoa, 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 whoa. All right, then we can talk about it. But God is good. And as Americans say all the time, what's your opinion? What do you think about God, the Almighty Creator? I was a guest of the city of Baltimore as last night. We parley with some rascally senior citizens. One of them, African American, was just cracking me up, man. We were cracking each other. It was a parley. So the issue of God came up, you know, and I said, I wonder how those people who do not believe in God can survive this world where all over the world, everybody believes in one kind of deity or the other. God in particular. And then somebody said, and the same way you survive it. And I thought about it, I said, that's true. Because almost everywhere in the world, this awesome creator is revered one way or the other. We have the Christians going through Jesus Christ, Islamo people, Middle East, Saudi Arabia, and the rest, through Muhammad. And then we Africanists who believe in the ancestors too, like Oduduwa, who is so revered, like Oromia, as far as Yoruba is called, Ife in particular. In Ilefe, where I grew up, it's always about, everything is about our ancestors. Like I went to Oduduwa College, Ilefe, established 1932 by Sir Adesoji Aderemi, the first governor of Western Region, then Western Region, between, let's say, maybe 63 maybe. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the golden era of Ile Ife, when our own king, our own Onio Fife, was described as the first black African governor. Nigeria got her independence in 1960, ladies and gentlemen. Ayodele Olagbaju Ayetigbo Street, University of Baltimore. As a matter of fact, I'm driving past University Parkway or so, Johns Hopkins University to my left, their stadium maybe, some hotel somewhere around here, where Abby's junior wife came maybe with her ex-husband, demise and all that, so we visited. Ladies and gentlemen, Ayodele Olagbaju Ayetigbo putting my voice on the celluloid as a way of thanking God for seeing to read that I woke up earlier on this morning, because I realize that everybody is always happy every morning of waking up, to an extent that I think that it's like being born again. I remember a lady who asked me one morning at McDonald's, Broadway and North Avenue. She said, "Are you born again?" I said, "Yeah, you see me, don't you? I woke up earlier this morning. I'm born again." Wow. Can you imagine waking up every morning in the last 75 years since I arrived here, my beautiful planet Earth, MBPE, that the evil people of the world are trying to turn upside down? COVID-19 killing people. So how are you surviving COVID-19? You got the symptoms? I will go to some institution, maybe like clinic, and they ask you, if you how you gonna say yeah, even though you got cough or something, or maybe cold. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a funny world. Ayodele Olagbaju Ayetigbo, broadcasting and podcasting, Street University of Baltimore, driving past Rotunda also. And a great friend of mine used to work somewhere over here, doing some caregiving job somewhere here. Ladies and gentlemen, I wonder where that person is right now. People jackpot from you. Sometimes you jackpot from them. God has placed some people in your life to assist you to go from point A to point B. Sometimes he removes some of them. They relocate to different parts of the world. Reminds me of my high school friend, MB, when we had some differences over here in Baltimore, and we were not speaking. So our mutual friend, my cousin, my brother, Goke Nicholas Omishore, blessed memory, he said, "Why are you senior boys or senior guys fighting over what? And like you are not speaking?" He said, "There are two visas that the two of us, my friend, MB and myself, were in departure lounge. And we got two visas. One visa, you can use it to go back to Nigeria. The second visa, you can use it to go to heaven." Wow. However, MB used his own visa. He went back to Nigeria and he's been there since. I'm still here, running my mouth as usual, broadcasting and podcasting, ladies and gentlemen. So, no need to be bickering over nothing, or fighting, or just be nice. Do the best you can, because you're not going to be here forever. At the end of your algorithm, you're going to say, "Chala, bye." Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. That's how it is, ladies and gentlemen. So what exactly is on my mind? I witnessed something earlier on this morning. It's just like the ancestors, I did something right, and they just put some crispy bill in my pocket. I've always been thinking that even with this Mercedes-Benz, God got its own spirit. Like my son, Pastor Olatunde Ayodele Ayetigbo, he thinks man is 100% a spirit. I think it's half-half, physical and spiritual. Because the body is what you use to moving around that people see. They don't see the spirit, they don't see the soul. But we know they all exist. Maybe in the abstract world or something. Ghosts. So, ancestor, Alorun, Alale, the owners of the ground, they own the ground, the landlords, powerful. But God is above them, above it all. I think in terms of three G's, the first G, God, the Almighty Creator. The second G, the government, powerful. Then the third one, gun. The gun rules globally. When they pull a gun at you and they say, kick it out. So what you gonna do? You better kick it out. Otherwise you become a dead duck. I've been stuck up severally in the streets of Baltimore. Home invasion thrice. Set up by people that I trusted. So that's life. I gotta make it right somewhere here. Maybe where that car is going at. That's the way. I like it. Ladies and gentlemen, just singing a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's good enough so that I can finish this assignment and continue with my voyage, expedition, journey. Yeah, this song, Blinding. All right, Kim. Amo, do you hold me? Kim?
Here you are.
We don't forget money, no matter what. I appreciate you.
Yeah, he serves you best.
3 o'clock or something?
Two,
right? Please text me 1 o'clock, if you can.
No, okay. I get up early on Wednesdays. That's why it's 2 o'clock.
Okay. Just let me know exact time you want me to. Can I stop right here? The exact time you want me to be here.
Okay. I'll text you.
Text me, please.
Okay.
I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Love and peace and blessings. Whoa. All right. The ancestors just put $100 in my pocket. Thank you, ancestors. Thank you for keeping your eye on me. Your eyes on me. 13 minutes and 45 seconds. Good enough.